Bias for Life, Shir 98, Thursday on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayechi, Sunday, Parshas Shmois. We are explaining the importance of Tefillah in Shalom Bias. And like we said, Tefillah applies to every area in life. Tefillah is the key to Hatzlacha in everything in life. And the truth is, this applies especially to Chinuch Habanim. And it's interesting that the Mishneh Berurah mentioned this clearly in his Sefer. He says that a person should always daven for his children, that they should be B'nai Torah, they should learn Torah properly, they should serve the Rabbeinu Shalom properly. Constant tefillah is the most powerful form of chinuch. Of course, a person works on chinuch, and of course, a person tries to understand his children, and of course, a person tries his best to be mechanech his children as much as he can. But we have to remember that the Iker power is in tefillah. And just like you daven for everything else, you daven for your children. And you see that in the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, when you daven for your own ruchnius, you daven that you should have a relationship to Torah. You daven that your children should have a relationship in Torah. V'niya anachnu v'tzatzainu v'tzatzoy tzatzainu kulanu yoidei shmecha v'loimdei sayrasecha lishma. Our children should know the Rabbeinu Shalom's name and should learn Torah lishma. We say it every day. If we just put a little bit of emphasis in it and realize that this is the most powerful form of chinuch, with all the hishtadlis that we are doing, the most powerful way to impact your child's life is with tefillah. And the more we say it throughout the day before, Rachmana Litzlan, there's a struggle with a child. A person should try to daven for their children every single day. And if it's difficult to daven for all of them, so pick one at a time. One tefillah you daven for this one tefillah you daven for that one. But constantly, that's the lashon of the Mishneh Berurah, the tefillah should be shogur b'fihem. They should constantly be davening for their children before, Rachmana Litzlan, there are issues. The most powerful tefillah, Chazal say, is before the tzara. And when we internalize this, that our most powerful tool to impact the chinuch of our children, especially in today's generation where there's so many threats outside in the street, and the only one that we can truly rely on is the Rabbeinu Shalom, when we remind ourselves of that, and we remember that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to daven to him, that's why he put us in this situation in the first place. The sakanas that exist today never existed before. And you have the tools to stop it. You're davening anyway. When you have in mind for your children and you daven that they should learn Torah and they should be B'nai Yisrael for the girls and they should have Yiras Shemayim and they should have Avas Hashem, when a person davens for his children, he will see a difference. The Rabbeinu Shalom is waiting for your tefillahs. The most powerful chinuch is through tefillah.